Hello.
Hi, my name is Jackie calling from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a public opinion survey about public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in New Orleans parish?
Yes, I am.
And are you very interested, somewhat, a little, or not at all interested in the governor's race and statewide elections in 2023, October?
Very interested.
Oh, very. Okay, awesome. Thank you. May I ask, do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
None of the above.
Okay. Thinking about the conditions of the New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
Well, some are great and some are terrible. I'm dissatisfied. I guess if you put them all together, the worst of them will leave me dissatisfied.
Would that be a little satisfied or not at all?
I'll say a little, because actually there are some very nice schools there.
Oh, okay. Do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Very important.
Okay. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality
Hold on for a moment. Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some, a little, or no confidence at all?
Little.
Okay, thanks. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for? Probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against it?
As long as the charter system is controlling the schools, I'd vote against it.
Would you definitely vote against it?
Yes. Under these current conditions, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one is, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
The second one.
Okay, thanks. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all, to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. So the first one is learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. To be strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Yes, the criteria is all wrong. That wouldn't have anything to do with my decision one way or the other. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I don't like the question.
Okay. Learning that this is the school facility, that the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would you be strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all? To support
strongly.
Them? Okay,
strongly.
Thanks. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced?
Not at all influenced.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, buildings after Hurricane Katrina, Without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that make you strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
Thank you. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
None at all, because I don't believe them.
Okay, thank you. Learning that the owner of a 2,750 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
Okay, and the last one says, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
Awesome. Okay, so now that we've talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for it, probably vote for it, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote for it.
Okay. So these are my last questions. I have to ask you for statistical purposes, are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School?
Not currently.
A teacher at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
Okay. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31, 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
Okay, thank you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college grad, graduate or professional school?
Graduate or professional school.
And do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Awesome. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.